Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We're talking eggs because DZ and I fought about eggs yesterday. I was making eggs and he goes, "What are you making?" I go, "Runny eggs, the way I like them." And I'm going to make a breakfast burrito. And he goes, "Ew." I'm over easy all day long. don't get it twisted. Over easy. Not to be mixed up with easy.
Why you like all that juice with your eggs, bruh? What's wrong with you, man? Scramble City, baby. Flip me an omelet.
Scrambled's so boring. I mean, I could put mozzarella in them, and I'm still bored. I'm like, bored.
I get that. You don't necessarily go all out like I might because some of your lifestyle choices, a.k.a. keto.
Yeah.
But listen,
what do you put in scrambled eggs that I can eat eggs all day? I love eggs.
I go eggs. I go like four different kinds of cheeses. Mm-hmm. You know I'm throwing in some salsa. You know I'm throwing in a little extra picante. You know I'm throwing in some extra seasoning.
No, now you're making an omelet.
You know I'm throwing
omelet.
In some crumbled chips.
That's an omelet.
What?
That's not.
How is that an omelet? If you leave it scrambled and don't flatten it out, no, it's not.
You put crumbled chips in your scrambled eggs? Are you kidding me right now?
Crumbled chips, vegetables. I will throw it in and mix it up. It might be an omelet in somebody's mind, but it is scrambled on my plate. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, I am not a fan. The scrambled is probably the least tasteful egg for me. I mean, I used to eat scrambled like everybody else who's under the age of 18, DZ, but then I grew up and I started eating real eggs with the masses, okay?
Liz, I don't know what's wrong with you sous vide, you poachers, you sunny side uppers, and you runny egg folk. What's wrong with y'all?
I don't want poached, but I definitely want a runny egg. And you know what? It started when I started eating Eggs Benedict because it's phenomenal. Eggs Benedict is phenomenal, and I will allow that as a choice. Now, you can call in and say that's how you like your eggs. However, I can't eat that anymore because I don't mess with the English muffins, the bread. So I just eat my favorite breakfast in the world, since people always want to know what I eat. I like to make two eggs over easy on the stove. I heat up a few sausage links. Yes, it has to be links, not patties. I am particular. I put them in a low-carb wrap, and then... running all over, chef's kiss.
Do you cut the sausage up? Do you cut it up or do you leave it whole?
I used to leave it whole and then I didn't get the sausage wasn't mixing correctly with the eggs.
I had to chop it into
pieces.
Not to take away from the egg conversation, but I had to address, you know what I'm saying?
It is about how it's dispersed within the burrito. And it does make a difference because if you get to the end and it's all egg, you're like, I need the sausage for the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Girl, don't I know it.
Wait a second. Natalie, what? Our girl in Menominee Falls texted in. She said, Happy World Egg Day. If it's really World Egg Day, I didn't even know that when I decided this was the question of the day. I promise you, I had no idea. We literally,
when is World Egg Day?
I don't know. Find out, because we were just talking about eggs yesterday, and that's what brought up this whole argument between us. Is it today?
What do you know?
No way.
October 11th,
no
World Egg Day.
Way.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, and whoever texted in hard-boiled eggs all day, let me address this.
Oh, Allie, was that you? Did you text that?
No. No. Let me address. We eat hard-boiled eggs, yes, because they're healthy and we're hungry. Not because they taste good. Just knock it off with the hard-boiled eggs, okay? I will put everything but the bagel seasoning on my hard-boiled eggs, and it's still not what I need it to be, okay?
Now, hold on. If we're opening up the conversation to the wide variety of eggs, then I do gotta say that a deviled egg comes into the conversation for me, because I was just thinking breakfast scrambled. Deviled eggs might be my favorite egg over scrambled eggs. It might be. Okay. I wouldn't even go in there in my mind, but it might be. For real, dog.
All right. Well, let's find out. 414-533-1037. Oh, here go the phones. I can already see it. The texts are blowing up. The phones are blowing up. And we are going to talk to you next. How do you eat your eggs? That's what I want to know.
Fighting? Are we fighting about eggs?
Yes, we are. Because you have horrible taste in eggs. I didn't know you were a scrambled guy. Ick.
Hold on, let's
argue.
You
hold on. You hold on over there, DZ.
Exactly.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, we're talking eggs this morning, and what your favorite egg is. Boy, DZ said scrambled. And I just don't know how I feel about it. What do you mean you're torn? It's disgusting.
Now I'm torn between scrambled and deviled.
Oh, I forgot about it. A good deviled egg.
Come on, they're both delicious.
I'll make you some deviled eggs. That's one thing I'm actually proud to make for you someday, DZ. I can make a good deviled egg.
All I ask is that you throw my custom ingredient of a bacon bits on top, and I appreciate your chef's kiss.
All right, bacon bits, noted. Heidi is in Richfield this morning. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
We are happy about Friday. Please tell me you have a good choice on how you like your eggs for National World Egg Day. Is that a thing, national and world?
Then for life, duh.
National and world are the same thing, I guess.
Y'all haven't celebrated every year. I do.
All right. What is your favorite type of egg, Heidi?
So I actually have chickens, and I have my own eggs since I have girls.
Nice.
And I actually like hard-boiled eggs, even though you said that they were like meh for you.
I'm going to hang up on you. Heidi.
I take tahini and actually put tahini on my eggs.
Oh, well, say less.
My dog.
Why didn't you say something? That's like
that's how you start the conversation.
Come on. That's like me putting the everything but the bagel seasoning on my hard-boiled eggs. You had me at seasoning. Say less, Heidi.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep, say less for sure.
You have a great day.
The hard-boiled eggs are valid now.
Amen.
All right, Heidi. Have a great day.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Crystal is in Lake Geneva. Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
All right. How are you eating your eggs this is what we want to know.
Definitely over medium with bread as like a sandwich.
Okay.
What the hell's over medium?
Over medium's like on your way to over easy. Like, I like them runny. She likes them half runny, half hard. Was that fair to say with over medium?
I guess I don't know what over medium. I can't envision it. I don't know why.
It's like a step ladder, like over easy, over medium. Picture all the different over, like, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, you just cook it a little bit longer. So you make it a little gooier than runnier.
That's my take on the over medium, right?
We don't like the over medium where the white's runny. We don't mind the yellow part runny. We don't like the white part runny. This is Crystal's mom.
Oh, Crystal's mom.
Oh, mom's on the phone.
What up, mom?
Okay, now it makes sense, though.
Listen, I don't like the white runny either, though. So maybe I'm an over medium girl and just didn't know it. Maybe I've been saying the wrong thing the whole time. Maybe
you've been using the wrong egg term.
It's like what you get on an Eggs Benedict. Is that what you're talking about, Crystal's mom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm an over medium.
Okay.
My bad.
You're an over medium. Yep.
Just when I thought it was an egg connoisseur, I know nothing. Look at this.
Well, look at Crystal and Crystal's mom helping figure your life out.
Wow. You guys are awesome. Thank you for calling, girls. You have a great day.
Bye.
All right, bye. What are the? Let me pull up the text for a second before we get to the rest of our callers. We're talking about how you cook your eggs. Somebody said, if you scramble eggs, do you consider that fried chicken? Knock it off. Why did I go to the text?
It's scrambled chicken. And that's probably Tony.
You know what? It probably was Tony in Racine, but he's not on the phone. One of our other regulars is Audrey in Racine.
Straight out of Compton.
Yep. Remember Audrey?
From Retroit, yeah.
Retroit, Audrey. Let's pull her up. Hi, Audrey.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
All right. How are you cooking your eggs?
I got to go with my boy. Easy. I got to go scrambled, but you got to put mayo and sriracha on it.
Ooh, mayo on an egg. It's like a Jack-in-the-Box sandwich, which you only get if you go to Jack-in-the-Box on the West Coast. Ah, there's something about mayo on eggs. I don't know what
y'all ain't going to hear me say this, or you ain't going to hear me say this often, but when you're out of milk, when you're out of like the creamy, cheesy substance, a little mayo does help your life out a little bit. Ain't going to lie.
I'm telling you.
You got to mix it, though, together like a sauce.
Yeah. Big facts. Big facts.
So wait, you're saying sriracha and why'd I just go blank on mayo?
Mayo. Make mayo, a spicy mayo.
Mayo and sriracha is what we should be mixing together. And that you know what? I'm going to put that in my kids' eggs and see what they say.
A little sriracha aioli, if you will.
Tomatoes and bacon, cheese.
Yeah, Audrey's not white.
Audrey be eating right. Audrey be eating right is what you meant to say.
That's what I meant. Sorry. All right, Audrey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yes, you too, guys. Bye.
Appreciate you, fam.
I meant in her soul. I don't know what. I don't care what she actually is racially. I just meant in her soul. She's not white. If she has the whitest name ever, but
dog, Audrey's one of ours. You know she knew what you meant regardless.
I should have known. All right, now we've got this troublemaker on the phone, Michelle in Hartford. Oh boy. Speaking of fireworks, hi Michelle.
Every day. Okay, so I am with CZM scrambled, but for some reason, the flavoring, it has to have ham in them. I cannot take a plain scrambled egg. It's got to have the flavoring.
So it doesn't matter. Does meat in general count, or could it be sausage or bacon, or it has to be ham in your scrambled eggs?
Good question.
It has to be diehard ham.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, in fairness...
It's the flavoring when you bake it in it or when you scramble it and put it on the...
Got it.
Ham and eggs go together, and without sounding corny, they go together and they taste right together. So if you like that taste together, I get why you want ham with the eggs, right?
Yeah. You ain't never heard of Dr. Seuss? Green eggs and ham? Right? Come on.
Exactly. I'm going to try mayo tomorrow morning on my egg.
But make sure.
We have to.
Hold on. Make sure it's real mayo. Don't be using the light, the fat-free. Stuff's garbage. As a keto girl, use the real mayo. The real mayo.
Miracle Whip.
Okay. No, doesn't count. Nope. Nope.
See, this is why you stay in trouble, Michelle.
Michelle, dang, I got to go. Bye. See, I hung up on her. Miracle Whip.
Oh, my gosh.
Miracle Whip.
Listen.
She lost
She already earned a theme song. We can't take it back.
I'm not taking it back. I know her and I like her. She just makes me laugh. If I can make fun of you, I love you. Okay? I want you to know that.
That's kind of our love language, ain't it? Just like, a little bit.
Honest to God, if I'm making fun of you, I love you. Like this guy. This guy's a clown.
Oh, this man's eating raw eggs. You can just hang up on him now. I know his answer. Raw eggs. He's Rocky.
He would do anything for anyone.
Like that, we just slurp them down every morning like that. Come on now.
Tell me I'm wrong. I know you've eaten a couple raw eggs just to hold you over for the morning.
Ryan.
Sure. For sure. Okay. 100%.
Well, Ryan, I ended with you because you are the chicken man on this show.
Okay, so I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna make a half a dozen of store bought eggs and a half dozen real eggs, and you guys tell the difference because I can tell the difference.
Ryan, I am down for this experiment. You had me at cooking for me, and then you had me at real eggs versus not real, and I'm so in. I want to taste the difference. I really do.
But I'll use the real bacon bits on my deviled eggs, unlike that fake crap that I know other people throw out there too.
Hey, I'm not disrespecting no bacon. No bacon and no degree. I love it all, baby.
Seriously. I'm putting bacon bits on your deviled eggs like you asked, DZ. I'm not listening to Ryan. Whatever.
Thank you. Anyway, thank you.
So, Ryan, you say, so what type of egg?
I'm an omelet guy. I'll make a fat omelet in the morning. Just potatoes, onions, green peppers, sausage, bacon, It's in there. Cheese.
You know what? Listen, when I date your brother-in-law, you can make it for me in the morning sometime.
Hey, I've been waiting for that for about, I don't know, about 9 months.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, DZ, go forward. What is the problem today?
All right, so, this is a first for us, man. This has never happened. You know, we were at home just yesterday and hanging out, chilling. My wife had gotten home from work. The boys were up from a nap.
Yep.
We're at home just vibing as a family.
Sure.
And she opens the door, front door, and goes, we got something left on our door, on our doorstep.
Something was on your porch following.
So she brings it in. And it's a bag full of little treats and goodies and toys and random things and notes.
So
and notes.
Nice. Oh, that's so nice.
It's adorable, except for we don't know who dropped it off. Nobody knocked. It was just randomly put on our doorstep, and, like, it's kind of creepy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the note, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, there's a note. The note reads, "The Halloween Phantom, you've been tagged. You have just been tagged by the Halloween Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the Halloween spirit alive. Please tag two people and display the Phantom sign in your window where it can be seen so others know that you have been tagged already. Have a safe and happy Halloween." And it's got this picture of this stupid little ghost phantom looking thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I sent it to you, right?
Yeah.
I posted it online.
You
can
sent
check
it
out on my Instagram. Yeah, man. I threw it on my story. But the fact of the matter
you
is that
booed.
Nobody...
You got
nobody,
booed.
Wait, this is a thing?
You got booed. You never heard of this? What?
No, I've never heard of anything like this. I've never experienced anything like this. Bruh, my life doesn't consist of people just leaving things on your front door nicely. No, I've never experienced this. What the hell is going on, bro?
Okay.
I got booed?
You got booed.
I got Phantom Halloween?
Wait, what let me tell what? You something, what? Dude. Listen.
Backtrack.
Okay,
backtrack.
Let's... Okay, so a few years ago, maybe more than a few, my neighbors did this to me. And I didn't know who did it. And I got so annoyed, DZ, because all I saw was, now I have to pay it forward, which makes me sound like a jerk and I don't care. Because listen, I had little kids, I was a single mom, and now I got to go to the store and make a basket for somebody else. And it was like work, and I was just not interested. So then I get on the air, and I go off about this kind gesture my neighbors have done, and they haven't talked to me since, okay? I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
And it's been awkward. It's been awkward. It's been real awkward. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure.
Okay.
What they did was so nice, but it irritated the hell out of me at the moment. Now, why that triggered me, I know this makes me sound like a jerk. I'm owning it. I was not interested in booing somebody back at that time. My kids were little.
Gotcha.
So you're getting booed,
okay.
But your wife's a teacher. You're,
oh,
come
it's
on.
Because we got kids.
You have little kids.
Oh.
Nobody's booing you if you don't have little kids, but that doesn't mean you necessarily want it. But who did it? That's the next question.
And that's my thing. I'm sorry, but nobody even knocked. Is this supposed to be an anonymous gesture?
So,
because it kind of weirds me out, man. You know how preventative I can be. I don't like just people leaving random stuff on my front doorstep.
Yeah.
Now I got to speculate as to who the hell it was and why you trying to start something with me, man. I don't know if it's a scam. Do I let my kids eat the candy?
Right.
This is Stranger Danger 101. I got hella red flags going off.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be this guy. Like, we tried to make it fun. I'm not saying we didn't let Sammy play with the toys.
You're not being weird.
And check the stuff
DZ,
out.
You're saying all the things we should be asking ourselves. Like, why was it okay that we thought somebody we don't know leaves candy on our porch and we're going to let our kids eat it? We don't even know who left it. When you think about what we're doing, we sound crazy, okay? I know it's fun. I know it's exciting. It's great for the kids. Oh, I sound like the Grinch of Halloween, blah, blah, blah. Do I look like I care, though? Because I'm with
you.
It's kind of wacky. I think we should do it and at least sign a name and be like, you've been booed. Because what if you boo back the person who booed you and they've already been booed?
Well, part of the whole thing is
this.
That I gotta put a little ghost thing in my window now so everybody in the neighborhood that's even conceptually a part of this knows that my house is now marked. Y'all know what it is to be marked, bro? I'm not a mark, dog. I'm sorry, but
somebody said it's like Secret Santa. Well, that's a good way of putting it.
Secret Santa's with people you know, though. It's with agreed upon group. It's you go around the community and go, hey, is everybody down to do this? Ain't nobody hit us up. You hit your friends up. Our friends didn't hit us up to do this. And if they did, they sure are doing a good job at keeping this a secret. Well, I just wish I kind of knew, bro. I don't want to be antagonistic. I wasn't even where you're at and where you were when this happened to you, mentally going, oh, man, now I got to put a whole basket together.
It didn't make you angry. Yeah, it didn't even make you angry because you were just going, what is this?
What is this? Who dropped this off? I'm in like detective mode, but I figured, ask, what should I do? Should we play along? Should I just throw it out? Allie, you got me not freaking out, but second guessing. I received, you said your neighbors... Your neighbors ain't talking to you no more?
Well, I went off about it on the air. Of course they're not. I wouldn't talk to me either. I opened my big fat mouth. Of course they're not, DZ. Would you talk to me after that? I mean, do you blame them?
You my dog, though, man. You my dog.
Thank you. And you know I mean well in my heart.
Exactly,
look
man.
Look at me justifying my actions. Hold on. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I understand why you're a little flustered about this.
I'm confused. I'm confuzzled.
All right.
I am confusion.
The phones and the texts are going crazy. 414-533-1037. So that number works for texting or calling. You can do either one. And we're going to talk to everybody next. So the question is, what should DZ do? He thinks he got booed. I think you got booed.
There's a picture on my IG if you want to really check it out. For real,
I've
bro.
Seen it. It sounds so bad. You got booed. Boo.
I got booed.
Boo.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, the only problem you're making worse today is your own, because DZ got booed. Not the kind of booed at like a basketball game.
No, not that kind of booed.
Halloween booed.
The spirit of Halloween booing. Mm-hmm. We got tagged by the Halloween Phantom. Somebody dropped off a little bag of goodies, random stuff, but they said we got tagged, and then we got a now tag two other people by doing the same thing, getting them a little bag of goodies, and now display some ghost in our window that says we're the Halloween Phantom family now. I will know who it was. Stranger danger, bro. It's got me on 10, for real.
You're like me. I was so annoyed when I got booed, and then my neighbors haven't talked to me since. I was not a good neighbor that year. I'm not going to lie, DZ, so I feel you on this.
Uh-oh.
Nick's in Racine. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Welcome to the Grinch of Halloween and DZ in the morning. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
I actually like Halloween. I'm not going to lie. It's this booing thing that gets me worked up. I don't know why.
Absolutely. I rock with Halloween. I don't hate the concept. I'm weirded out at the fact that they didn't knock. There was no gesture. They just dropped it off, bro.
All right, well,
and I was home. The big thing is I was home, so I would have known if somebody knocked on the door and they didn't.
Nick, what do you think about getting booed?
So actually, it is a real thing. My family has been doing it for a while now, and we do it as a secret thing, what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to just drop it off at their door and run away.
Correct.
And try not to get caught for it.
Correct,
that.
Correct.
So usually it's someone that you know very well or close to in your neighborhood.
That's the thing. It's got to be somebody he knows well. And the thing is, you don't tell people, so they're never going to tell you who it was.
All right, but how can I go about finding out who it might be, though?
Because
nobody around us, we're not close to really like people like that on our block.
It doesn't
matter. Besides our two neighbors that we say hi to when we see them, we don't really rock with nobody like that.
I have a friend from my old neighborhood, like old neighborhood, like 10 years ago, and she has booed me. She's driven all the way to my house to boo me. So it could be anyone. DZ, it doesn't have to be a neighbor.
So this could be you, Allie. You could be booing me and I would have never known. Oh, hey, hold on, Allie. Hold on.
You guys.
Look me in my eyes, bro. Did you boo us for real?
You guys.
Allie, don't play with me right now. Do not play with me
would
right
you
now.
Die
you boo
if I,
me?
Would you die if I was the booer the whole time?
Nick.
Would you die?
Bruh.
I booed you.
Nick, you're a liar. I did it. Neither. Neither
now
of
everybody's
us.
About to say, no, it was me.
Now we're all fighting over who did it, and we're all lying.
Taking advantage of my paranoia. All I want to know is who did it, bro.
All right, Nick. It was not you. It wasn't me. It wasn't Nick.
It was not
me. Shaggy.
Bye, Nick.
Appreciate it, though, Nick.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's supposed to be like a ding-dong ditch Secret Santa where I'm not supposed to know who did it.
Correct. Let's go to Sophia in Oconomowoc this morning. Hi, Sophia.
Good morning.
DZ got booed. We don't know who did it, and it's making him nuts. He's never even heard of this before.
help. I knew that, man.
All right. Well, what do you think?
there are so many different variations of this now, because my old school that I used to work at, they would do that you were mugged, and they would say, they would set up all of the different candies that you like and put it in a mug. But it was the same thing that you didn't necessarily know who it was coming from.
The language.
I'm ready to throw hands now. Yeah. Like, what's up? Who's going to mug me? What?
Especially because they, like, at least that school, they sent out a survey saying, like, what is your favorite candy? What are your favorite colors or whatever? And they kind of used that as a form of consent, but you didn't know
what you
were consenting to.
Wait.
I 100% agree that, like, with Secret Santa, you know that group of people.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with
it's
that
not
group
the
of
same.
People.
It's not the same. There's no consent.
You could use it as a learning opportunity for your kids and point out, like, okay, this is typically what we end up doing. We're asking around and we're seeing where the candy came from because we want to make sure it's coming from a trusted source.
Well,
and it's pretty easy to check over the candy as well.
I guess, Sophia, but listen to this text.
Check for holes.
These texts say, you've been booed. It's a kind gesture. Yes, it's difficult to just accept without questioning due to the world we live in. And then right above that, somebody said, it's kind of like Ding Dong Ditch 40 years ago, but now it's with gifts. Well, we should have been doing it with gifts the whole time, okay? Just saying.
Y'all never left gifts in a little brown bag for nobody?
Come on. No.
Jokes, Sophia.
Thank you for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Appreciate
thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right.
You
bye.
Too. So, what are y'all saying? Should I be doing this back? Should I be booing other people? How do I find out who did it? Do I got to walk through all these streets in Bayview to see who might have maybe booed me?
Honestly, the only reason I even found out who booed me is because I went off on the air about it, and then they, like, it was awkward. So, I'm telling you, you may never find out.
Man, bruh, who in Bayview's booing? Text right now, please.
We can't. We gotta go to Karen in Tishigan first. Hold on.
Oh, that's bad.
Hi, Karen.
Morning.
Hey, how are ya?
Well,
good.
You know, a kind gesture and we're all worked up. Welcome to Allie and DZ. This is we don't trust anyone. We think everyone's out to get us and we're paranoid. Hi, how are you?
But we love y'all. Wepa.
But you're the best, Karen.
Oh, thanks. Well, we got booed shortly after we moved into our new subdivision many years ago.
Oh.
And I thought it was the most adorable thing. But after a while, when I realized I had to do it back to another person, I did get irritated as well. I was like, I don't have time for this.
That was it.
So what I did.
That was it, Karen.
I took the basket that was given to me and I just used that.
With the same candy?
Somebody else.
That's what I would have done with the same candy. Yeah. Because that was what triggered me, DZ. It wasn't just a matter of, you know, who did it. It was...
Right.
It's like... It's just too much.
Now it's a responsibility, dog. Mm-hmm. Now I got to go back.
Now I have to pay it forward. Like, now you've signed me up for an event that costs money and time. And you can say, well, you can go to the Dollar Tree and the booing is $10. Yeah, but you signed me up for something I didn't sign up for. And that was what triggered my core when I got booed. Now, I sound like a Grinch. I might have been at the time, but that was how I took it. So, Karen, I feel you.
Again, Karen, we appreciate the logic, but hear my defense, bro, because at the same time, and this is me being defensive, now I'm a black dude in Bayview running up to somebody's door, dropping off a strange package, and running away? Nobody's going to find that the least bit suspicious, right? Because I know everybody on my block, and everybody knows me, right? 100%.
Right.
100%. I'm sorry to be preventative like this and maybe take it down a notch and have some people go, ugh. But, bro, this is how I'm feeling.
Yeah, you're like, this doesn't sit well with you, and I understand why. See, perspective, people. Perspective.
Thank you, man.
So, Karen, thanks for calling. Have a great day, girlfriend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, love,
okay,
yo, peace.
Do you have any idea? Really, really? Because you guys have so many close friends.
Yes, and it's none of them.
How do you know? They said no.
They would have hit us up and been like, "Dang, bro, it was us. You don't got to
be your neighbor
going in on air on us like that. We were just trying to have some fun." They would have came out and said something. It wasn't our people, right? We already asked, actually.
So it's not your friends' friends. It's somebody in the neighborhood or me.
Or you, because you ain't admitting. I think so. Let me break it down. It could be either our neighbors to the right or left. Our neighbors to the left got a kid. Our neighbors to the right are retirees that love our kids. Mm-hmm. They could have easily have done it.
Totally.
There's neighbors like four doors down that also have a kid, maybe a year older than our kid, Sammy, our 3-year old. So maybe them. There's a new family that just moved across the street that recently came over and said what's up to us, and we're like, oh, you guys got kids?
Could be.
We're
anybody.
Moving back into the town because we got kids. I've got a maybe short list of 4 or 5 houses that it could possibly be. And now I'm thinking that I might just have to walk the block and see if they got a dang phantom boo or ghost, whatever, in their window.
100%. Katie's in Lake Geneva. We're running out of time. Katie, yes or no? Should DZ accept it and boo it forward or not, Katie?
Ready, go.
I think you should accept it.
Yeah?
Should he let the kids eat the candy? Katie Ann?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that realistically it is somebody that is not, I don't want to say super close to, because if obviously no one's coming up for, but I do think, Allie, you did it. I'm going to put you out there.
What?
Oh,
me? I guess you'll have to wait and see.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Said yes, you.
Especially not stuff that we ain't gonna finish. What up,
Buenos Dias? Yeah, we can't start stuff. I'm getting texts now because I went off about getting booed years ago, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to start nothing. Leave me alone. I got to deal with dumpster fire today, and that might start something. I got problems. Okay, leave me alone.
Let's not start another fire. I don't think we got enough extinguishers.
We don't. I'm out. My extinguisher is out, and that's why they're going.
I'm out.
That's why they're going off all around me. I've run out of extinguisher. Okay.
Wee woo wee woo. Send the patrol. We need some help.
Not the siren.
It is Friday, isn't it?
Oh, we're off the rails, but that means it's going to be a great show for everybody else.
That part, choo-choo.
So,
what up?
When is your first Milwaukee Bucks game? Because I know we're in the preseason, and you are on the entertainment staff. You are one of the people, as I said, I saw you on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this week in the background at the Bucks game.
Yeah. So, as we're looking at it right now, it looks like my first game is going to be this upcoming Monday, man.
Ooh. Are you ready for Bucks season? Are we go? I mean, I feel like the Brewers have wrapped up. We were not happy about it, but it's over. So now we can focus on the Bucks and the Packers. You know,
yeah,
it's go time.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's go time, and it's been go time. I've been itching to get back. You know what I'm saying? That establishment of normalcy to get back on the grind. You know, I had a really good time doing it last season with my first season.
Yeah.
And I just went into it with an open mind, right? Mm-hmm. It was something that I hadn't conceptualized as a part of my experience as an individual or personality. And when they hit me up, I was like, you know what? Like, this sounds actually kind
of
cool.
You're a perfect fit to be one of the entertainment hosts at the Bucks. And didn't you even host the Hispanic night? I mean, you speak Spanish. Like, it's perfect. Yeah. DZ's the guy. He's like, I got this. Hold on. I've done a few things, right?
But, you know, sometimes my energy is a little out there, man. And my energy can sometimes be a little too much. So I was like, is this the kind of energy y'all want?
No.
What's up?
Don't say that.
I gotta get out here.
Don't say that.
I'll start standing on chairs.
You're doing what I did already on the show where I went, am I too much? And no, we're not.
You told me to
knock it off because you're doing that. Your personality is fire. You're fun. You're a burst of energy. You light up the room. Don't let anyone ruin your sparkle, DZ. Okay?
Dog, I pay you to gas me up, though, man. Come on, bro.
The company pays you. I don't pay you. They pay you.
Touche. But
I do it for free. I do it for free because I like you. Okay? Listen, don't let anyone ruin your sparkle. I'm just saying.
All jokes aside, I do appreciate that, man. Because I actually do have that experience where I'm like, man, am I doing too much?
Yeah.
Am I not doing enough? Well, I go back and forth. But yeah.
It's like when people come in the studio occasionally, like a coworker or somebody we know, and they watch us on the air and they're like, oh my gosh, the energy. Because you and I are both high energy people. So that produces high energy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't let your sparkle disappear. I like it. I need it. No, don't let that energy fade, whatever you do.
Look at you, stay golden pony boy.
The mom
pep talk
over here. Was that a good pep talk?
That was good. That made me feel good. I'm inspired, bro. Well, I'm ready to go.
Really
what
good.
Time is it?
Very dumb. It's time for Am I the Jerk, which after that, your last chance at tickets to The Hills Has Eyes, and then the infamous dumpster fire dating. I don't know if I'm crazy for this week's dumpster fire or not. And when I say that, I mean, I don't know if I'm crazy for actually telling you what I'm about to tell you, but I don't care.
Listen, I said what I said earlier, and I'll say it again now.
I'm out of bleeps.
It's a flip coin situation, dog. Well, and I still got a couple in the tank, so that's why I say it's a flip coin situation.
Is DZ going to tone Allie down, or are we just going to spill it all? We'll find out on dumpster fire dating. Okay, am I the jerk?
First, a little...
I don't know if I want to say racy. We're going to use adult terms for all the kids, okay? It will be a safe one. It's safe. Just hear me out. Hold on.
Am I okay to listen?
Yes.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. This comes from a newly single mom.
Okay.
And she wants to know, she likes to eat hot dogs and donuts with a friend of hers because hot dogs and donuts go great together, you know?
Yeah. Buffet style for sure.
Yeah, buffet style. Lots of hot dogs and donuts. She wants to know if she's a jerk for just sharing her excitement when she eats hot dogs and donuts, okay? Because everybody is like, some people are louder than others when they eat, and some of us are quiet, and some of us go,
How loud you chew. Some people are smackers. Like when they're chewing their hot dogs or donuts, they're really chewing hard and heavy.
Let's start at the top. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for being so loud?
Okay.
Hi, Allie and DZ. Allie, I met you years ago at the rave for a Panic at the Disco concert. Hey, girl. Okay. Hey,
I'm sorry I missed it.
I'm sorry DZ missed it. He was actually probably there. Because DZ worked at the station for many years, so you probably were there, honestly.
Maybe, actually. I might have not missed it at all.
You might not have. But she says, I have an Am I the Jerk question. First things first, please do not use my name. Although I posted my Facebook dilemma on Facebook.
Ooh, okay.
And she said, my children, though, would be and are so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So, I am a divorcee for almost 8 years. Oh, she's been divorced for a minute now. I'm a mom. I'm a grandmother.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyone. everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I have 5 children. I have 6 grandchildren. I'm so over dating and dating apps.
Wait, grandma? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's only, it looks like she's barely 50. So she's a young grandma.
I was just about to say young grandma.
She said, I have a friend that has been helping me eat hot dogs and donuts and take care of my needs for the last 9 months when I get hungry. We're both extremely pleased with our situation and enjoy each other's company. And when we need or want affection, that happens to be once or twice a month. And then he brings over hot dogs and donuts, sometimes more, sometimes less.
He's a grill master.
Yeah, I live above a bar with 5 other tenants, most being older. Again, we live above a bar, so it's open every night until 2:30 a.m.
Right.
And last week, my friend came over with hot dogs and donuts to visit. He slept over. He lives 30 minutes away, so our rendezvous sometimes happens several times as we eat a lot of hot dogs and donuts all night long. Dang, and there's no other way to say this, but she said, I'm loud AF.
Yeah, she eats loudly. She chews
very loud. Very loud. She said, I truly enjoy myself. I can't even read.
I'm trying, bro. Let me just get to the point.
Don't look at me. Now I'm getting to the point where she says the neighbors are pounding on the wall, telling her she's too loud, and she wants to know because she doesn't care. She says her friend says she's the jerk for not caring at all about the neighbor's frustrations with her noisy actions when she eats hot dogs and donuts. Okay. So is she the jerk?
Okay.
There's a lot more in there.
If she's the jerk for not caring that she's chewing loudly,
She wants to be called Lila for personal reasons. She said her friends will find that hysterical. That's not her real name. Lila.
Loud Lila. Loud Lila, boy.
LL.
All right. Loud Lila.
Is loud Lila the jerk for not caring at all how loud she is when she has hot dogs and donuts with her good friend? She's a divorcee. Single. She has a... This is like when I... This is when I had the sneaky link with the hot dogs and donuts. You get comfortable and then you get stuck in that, right? Which is fine for some people. If you're good with that, you're good with that.
To be honest,
it wears down, though.
This is a little bit of a lack of consideration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's such a thing as enjoying your meal, having a good time, right? Hot dogs and donuts all the night away. But if you get to a point where people are probably more so asking you, bro, or telling you,
if your neighbors are going, quiet down, be quiet.
Hey.
Okay, my friend Callie just, I shouldn't have said who sent me that. Never mind. Okay, hold on. Never mind. My friend Sally just said gross, LOL.
No, I'm not thinking jerk. I'm just thinking inconsiderate, man.
Yeah.
I get it. You gotta enjoy yourself to the fullest. And if you're having a good time, you're having a good time. Thumbs up for you, fam. It's gonna get a little daunting to the people around you, though.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Get it, granny. Somebody said, that's a lot of hot dogs and donuts. And then somebody said, she's definitely the jerk. What about their kids? I don't think there's kids there, but I don't know about the neighbors. And that would upset me if
that
it was
part.
That part.
You know
okay.
what I mean,
yeah.
bro? I don't necessarily want to answer, man. I feel like we can leave this one up to the people.
We will, absolutely. 414-533-1037. The question is, is she the jerk for not caring at all how loud she is when they eat hot dogs and donuts?
The jerk. 103.7
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, we've got the callers on the phone. We've got the texts ready to go. The question is Lila the jerk? LL. Loud Lila.
Loud Lila.
Is she the jerk for being too loud when her neighbors have pounded on the wall and asked her to stop being so loud when she eats hot dogs and donuts with her friend who comes over twice a month?
Yeah. Well, he be bringing in the hot dogs and putting them on the grill like a grill master.
And
so
she's a divorcee. She likes her current setup. She's good with the
and
way
it
is.
She's hungry.
She's hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just go to the phones. I cannot. Vanessa is in Milwaukee. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. All right. Is LL Loud Lila the jerk for being too loud?
Okay. So first of all.
Oh, no.
No. I had to question if this is actually real.
It is. 100%. We got this real email. At the end, she says, call her Lila and her friends will think it's funny. And she claims to have met me at Panic at the Disco. She's real.
I believe that you got the email. I'm just like, is someone like making this story up?
Because it sounds so crazy.
Okay, I got
she
you.
She added plenty of details. I really do believe she is who she says she is, and she just doesn't care. And she's and the guy's Listen. Embarrassed. She's not. The guy's embarrassed.
We had to censor y'all. Y'all know we had to censor, bro. This was not easy.
Yeah. So is she the jerk or not?
She's absolutely the jerk. I mean, you do not have to be that loud to eat donuts and hot dogs.
I agree, but you never know. I mean,
with her guy friend, I don't know if they're having like a rendezvous. Maybe she's loud because they're into weird stuff with the hot dogs and donuts. I don't know.
Yeah. Different condiments and stuff. Yeah, they use relish in weird ways.
And who likes relish? That's the problem. She's yelling because she doesn't like it. Thank you.
Oh, she's yelling about the relish. Got
no
it.
Wonder.
Got
Vanessa,
it. Got it. Got
you
it.
Made it all make sense. Thank you, Vanessa.
She says, yes, jerk.
Have a great day today.
Bye.
All right, Faith is in Milwaukee. Hi, Faith. Good morning.
Howdy, good morning.
Well,
y'all related?
Who? Me and her? Do I sound like Faith?
Y'all sure could, bro. That accent came in immediately, dog. Good morning, Faith.
Hi, Faith.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Faith.
All right, talk to us, fam, for
real. Is she the jerk, Loud Lila?
Okay, first, I just want to say good for Granny. You know what I mean? It's no hate or disrespect when I say it.
Sure.
She is the jerk for sure. I mean, and if he's embarrassed, you know, she's going to lose her personal chef. So it's
that's a good.
So mindful of the neighbors. I just don't understand. Like,
just say sorry.
You know, are good, but come on.
Like, that's a good point, though. If he's already saying, like, hey, yo, man, like. Come on.
She's going to ruin her current setup that she likes so much if she doesn't take into consideration his feelings.
Pit Boss is going to pick up and go. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I mean, clearly she's enjoying the relish, so I think she might want to tone down.
Right.
Unbelievable.
A little. And there's ways you can eat, you know, and not be so loud when you chew, bro. I'm sorry.
It's like whatever happened, just taking a bite and going,
Right. Delicious. Delicious.
Oh, yum. Yeah.
She's stuffing her. Yeah, she's eating too aggressively. That might be it, bro. She's eating too aggressively.
She's at the buffet and she's just, she's going too far at the buffet. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Faith. I hear it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, let's get to one of our regulars this morning.
Aw, snap.
Bella in Kenosha.
Bruh, the only conversation about food that doesn't make me hungry.
You're not wrong about that, Daisy.
You're not wrong.
All right,
except
Bella.
Right now I want to go to Costco and get me a hot dog.
You're married. You don't need to go to Costco. You're fine. You have
an actual hot dog.
Oh, a real one, because they're cheaper.
Or Dunkin' Donuts, whatever.
Bella, where are we at with Am I the Jerk? Is Loud Lila the Jerk for being too loud?
Is there a broom?
Heck yeah, she is. There's a broom. Sweepity sweep. Yeah, I mean, come on. I get it that, like, you're excited, and it's a very exciting time, but chillax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if your friend is telling you, like, that's not cool.
Well, you know where I get torn? Like, when you first start dating again, let me say this as a divorcee, which sounds so hysterical. When you first start dating again, it's a little weird first because you've been married and you're like, I don't want to call anyone my boyfriend. I've been married. This seems so,
I get that.
And then you relax a little and you start having fun and you go, oh, and you feel like a 16-year-old again. Like,
you enjoy yourself. A little too much.
Yeah, after being married, that's what happens, right? And then you get into the dumpster fire of the dating pool and it becomes hell and you end up with rendezvous like this woman, okay?
Yeah.
So she's getting all giddy and living her best life like she's a 16-year-old, but I do agree. She needs to chill out a little if people are complaining and it's getting embarrassing, you know?
Yep. Right. Like, live your life and enjoy it. You just don't gotta be crazy about it.
Or be cordial enough to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a time and a place. And at your house every single time ain't the time to have every meal.
That's true. Go to his house. Yeah. What's he doing? Now I got more questions.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't about solutions. We're just deciding jerk or not. And she is the jerk. But if we're talking solutions real quick on the side,
What? All right. Well, it's a clean sweep. Jerkity jerk. Okay.
Jerk. He's the jerk.
She's the jerk.
I said that she's the jerk.
All right, Bella, we love you. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Love you. See you too.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Well. Where did we leave off, my friend?
I have no clue. I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
I can't remember either.
I'm not, bruh. Don't take this the wrong way. I lost track.
Say.
Not in a bad way, but it's just like, I don't know.
Same.
Was Woo last?
No,
was
Nature Boy was August, and we're already in October now. So Nature Boy is out.
And this isn't even like a, bro, there's been so much. No, I'm talking about, like, I've also had a lot of things happen in my life to where I haven't been as, you know, focused on keeping track. I'm normally way better at remembering, and I'm not doing a good job right now.
There's not much to keep track of. So we had Nature Boy, which kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
Didn't go anywhere. Yeah. Great guy, but nothing happened. And then, we had, how could we forget last week? The guy who tried to use a racial slur. How could we forget?
Oh, no, because I got a really good way of just kind of like forgetting those kind of traumas and moving on with my life. That's why.
Yeah, that was awkward.
It just didn't even happen.
That was a horrible
date.
It
didn't even happen in my mind.
I went on a date with that guy and that was a horrible dumpster fire last week, but I kept it real.
That got canceled out of our lives.
And then we forgot about him and we moved on.
Yep.
So then I was just living my single life. Right? Here I am, single and ready to mingle. And here's the part where I had to put my phone upside down because what I'm about to say on the air is going to get me lit up by some of my friends, but I don't care. Uh-oh. But DZ, you know everything, so let's go.
Hey, and you know I'm here to support you, dog, for real though.
Yeah,
let's get into it.
I might need a smack in the face before I need support at this point because I am a hot mess with these dudes. Let me tell you what happened.
Support comes in many different ways, Allie. Okay? Don't you think I'm here to hold you up?
I'm kind of embarrassed, but I shouldn't be because I just want to own it.
Let's talk.
Okay, so I'm out with Kelly in Sussex on Saturday night. right? I'm going there. I never talk about this guy on the air, right? Because it's a sensitive subject for me for many reasons, okay?
Sure.
But screw it. So I'm out with Kelly in Sussex. We're at the casino. We're at Pottawatomie, right? And I drinkity drink.
Gambly gamble.
Having a great time.
Great time.
And then Allie sends out the text. What you up to, big head?
Hey, big head.
Said a couple, not going to lie.
Okay.
But it always, here we go. And one of the people that responded was somebody I used to date and talked about on this show.
Yeah, and, somebody you're comfortable with to a degree.
And yeah, should we just go there? Screw it.
Hey,
so,
listen,
all right,
on you,
we're bringing it up because he doesn't want me to, so screw him. So there we are. And Jim Poppy Fine, not so fine anymore on the South Side. Remember when I dated him last year, right?
I do.
We stopped dating because he was not honest with me about all the women he had in his life or whatever.
There was a lot of layers, things going on, and it just wasn't
It was not what I thought, but I really thought I was going to be in a relationship with him at the time. So it hurt, right? It really sucked. Yeah. I hated that. And I kind of spiraled all summer, and I didn't have the best time. And whatever. And I tried to be strong and not go back. And you know how it is with your ex and blah, blah, blah. So we had all kinds of drama throughout the winter. And, you know, and then my mom got sick and I really didn't see him or talk to him. I even had him blocked for a while. I had this guy blocked multiple times.
There was,
and then I would
unblock
him.
There was some back and forth.
Yeah.
And then, right.
And then my therapist would go, why do you have this guy unblocked? And I go, I don't know. So on Saturday night, here's where it all goes bad. I say, what are you up to? And he goes, I'm at my sister's house. Come over here.
Hello?
Come get me.
Okay.
So I go to his family. I go to his sister's house. I've never met these people in my life.
You went.
And now I'm in his family, his sister's kitchen. And now I'm having a drink with this guy who I have a puzzled past with that nobody can really understand why. I don't even know what it is. It's the weirdest situation.
What's going
on?
Is it a birthday? Is it a party? Is it just
hanging out? They're just hanging out, having drinks and woo-woo.
Okay.
And Kelly in Sussex is with me for the ride. She's driving this poor girl. Imagine what she's thinking. She pulled up with me.
Okay.
So now we're at the house.
But the homie came together.
Having the time of our lives.
Like
woo, fun. Hey. And his family was a delight. He was not. His family was a delight. He's hanging all over me in his sister's kitchen for this entire night. And then, you know what happens next. And then he ghosted me. So he brings me to his family's house. He hangs all over me. And then he tries to ghost me. So I sent him after, but he's never ghosted me before. Usually I'm ghosting him.
I was going to say, I felt like y'all had a back and forth where y'all like would talk, wouldn't talk.
No, it's
for
very
a little
toxic.
Bit kind of thing.
It's very toxic.
Well, that's good to say out loud, though, for sure.
The only good thing was I, met these great people and I'm they're great. And even Kelly, I said, what the hell was that? And she goes, honestly, at one point, he was trying to argue with you. And I go, well, that's good to know when you have somebody on the outside watching, your dynamic, because you don't know what it is until there's people around you, because you met him one time and then we broke up and you met him a year ago. So you can't. And we were all drinking. So what are you going to say?
And that's what happens when you got, some liquid libations, when you got liquid courage up in the air. It makes judgment a way hazier situation.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you maybe don't address things that you would address in a normal state of mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody said you should have Kelly call in so she could tell us her POV. I thought about it.
Boy, I don't even know.
It is a sensitive subject for me, though, this guy. And so the whole thing makes no sense. My therapist is going to kill me. She's going to be like, what do you mean you were in a sister's kitchen out of nowhere when you never met any of these people? I mean, it was just, I was living in the moment and I was having the time of my life. And it sucks now because they were great and he's not. So now what am I supposed to do? And this whole time I'm trying not to, say anything bad about this guy, but I just can't. I have to be I can't talk about my dating life. It's so weird.
I don't think you're necessarily saying anything bad about the guy. You're just making really direct admissions as to the fact that
it's a hot mess.
don't work well with one another. And it's not necessarily, for, you know, one way or the other. It's just you guys don't, I don't think you guys are compatible. And what might be it is that you guys are so incompatible that it makes you guys want to be compatible somehow.
Ah, the,
and I can't explain that besides it's almost like two bulls in the china shop going, we should get out of here. But neither one wants to take the door first. And you know I say this with the most love in my heart for you, familia.
I know. It's funny because it's true. Yeah.
But you guys are challenging energies. And I was mistaken at first when I felt like the challenging energy could have been complementary, right? Mm-hmm. Because the negative, right, opposites attract concept. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an opposites attract. I just think you guys are in two different points in your lives, and two,
have
created the desire for two different energies. Well, and when that happens, bro, that's not good.
Well, and then on top of that, I went, this is where it really ended for me. And then I'm leaving his house, and his phone's going off. Snapchat in the middle of the night. I'm seeing this happen, right? Uh-huh. He's now passed out, and I can see his phone going, and I'm like, this guy is 40. And he's getting calls at 3 a.m. on Snapchat. What am I doing here? I gotta go. I can do better than this. And that was how I felt. So it breaks my heart because his family was awesome, but we are where we are. I mean, him and I are not. And I completely agree with you. We push each other's buttons. We're toxic as hell. It's like bleep me, bleep you. And that's not a positive energy to have. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's more like a bleep this. You feel me? Yeah. You know? Yeah. That's the energy we need.
And remember how I told you, like, oh, I just want to feel something. Remember that?
Yep,
well,
I do
hold on.
Because
from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I think what was important about that statement, me wanting to feel something, was I am feeling something. Yeah. But I'm not acknowledging that it's toxic. Like, just because I'm feeling extremes, highs and lows, I'm feeling something. Well, no. You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm getting that mixed up with actually feeling something.
One, the brain is a tricky one to go ahead and tell you that when you do just feel anything, that you're feeling alive. That's sometimes the alive that you're feeling ain't the alive you need to feel.
No, not at all. Not at all. All right. 414-533-1037. I've gone off on a tangent now about me going out with Kelly in Sussex, going to the casino, and somehow ending up at my ex's sister's house in the kitchen. I don't know what's going on right now.
The evolution. How did we get here, though?
All in a night. I mean, what are we doing? What am I doing is the real question.
What a weekend.
Oh, that's an understatement. See, and now I don't want to play the next song. Ew. Come on.
I'm so glad you did not see that coming up. This is inside of the insides, and I knew you were going to say something about it.
I don't want to play this song.
You know you got to hit it.
Oh, barf. Fine, Mark Amber. We'll be back.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Where were we?
You know.
Are we done?
Listen.
Are we done yet? Fine. Bella's on the phone in Kenosha. Fine. Do I have to play her theme song again? Hi, Bella.
No, you don't have to. Hi.
We're past that. Nope. We got to get right to it.
This is very serious. Sorry. I'm getting a good talking to. Hi, Bella.
Hi. I was just giving her a little chat, a little pick-me-up.
Thanks.
We learned lessons, two, three times, maybe four times, but the fifth time we'll get it.
The fifth time.
The fifth time.
And you got it.
There's one for each finger,
Yeah, exactly.
Not before I made it completely awkward for everyone involved, though. I mean, seriously.
No, you didn't. He did.
Well, I don't know. He should never have invited me over there, and he should never have brought me inside.
No.
And this is the other thing we need to talk about, you guys. Had I not been Allie, would I have been invited in by him? Was he? That's where I feel a little used in that. Mm. Like, come in, Allie. Whoa. Everybody knows who you are.
Everybody knows you. Everybody wants to see you.
See, and that feels shady, too. I hate that, too. Right? Versus, if it's Bella and Kenosha, I'll just get in the car and leave with her.
Right.
Exactly.
So that makes me feel used, too. Right?
Yeah.
I'll never talk to him again. Put him on the DNA list. Do not answer.
Well, you know.
The DNA. The DNA. List.
Can I still talk to his family? Because they're cool.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, don't make it weird.
I know. I'm not trying to make it weird, but I think sometimes the awkwardest of situations may need to happen for realizations to be solidified in your soul, right?
Yeah.
Like having to stand there in an awkward moment and go, what is going on, like, and why am I here
now? I did that around 3 a.m. I finally had the, why am I here? The phone's going off. The Snapchat's ringing. I'm like, I'm too old for this. Like, what am I even doing here? Why am I here? Why am I playing with a guy? This guy is a playboy. He is a player. He's never going to be honest with me, you know, about anything. And that's it. And I'm just wasting my damn time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's best to move on for sure. But I know that's easier said than done, right?
Well, like, whatever. I've been through worse. Let's be real, people. This is not the heartbreak that will kill me. Let's be real.
It's a lesson.
That's a great way to put it.
Losses turn to lessons. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Somebody sent me something really interesting, Bella. How did you meet your husband, Mike, Bella?
I first met him. The only time I ever got on an app or whatever was back in 2010. He was the last person that I was matched with because I had to do it for a bet. And I was like, fine, I'll go out with this guy, whatever.
Yeah.
For a bet. Wow.
And then you went out with him. Well,
and you won the lottery. He did, more or less. Hey.
Somebody sent me a reel. It's so interesting. This reel shows how people meet their significant others and how they used to. So it goes all the way back to like the 1900s, which sounds so funny. In like the 1940s, you see it starts with friends. You meet people through family.
Yeah.
You meet them through coworkers or at school. And over the time, to get to 2024, everything slowly flips. And now online is the huge way everyone meets. And almost virtually nobody meets any other way anymore. That's what it shows in the research. That the friends, the church, the school, nobody's really meeting through those things anymore.
Gone.
It's all online now, which is interesting.
People aren't talking to each other. They're always on their phone.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you might be right about that. Like, if you are in school, on your phone.
We got to get back
anywhere
to basics, man.
Absolutely.
Put the phone down.
Yeah. In all ways.
All
right.
Wise words.
I feel like DZ gave me some good advice.
I actually agree.
Two bulls in a china shop. That sums it up.
Who's taking the door first?
Allie's out. She's at the door.
Thanks, guys. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
It's Allie and DZ. And I was just looking at the date, DZ. It's the 11th of October.
Yeah. We're climbing through this month really quick, dog.
Yeah, and it's freaking me out a little because today's the 11th, and then we have a couple more weeks, and it's Halloween. Two more weeks.
And, you know, for most people's sakes, Halloween is the 31st, but for, like, trick-or-treating and a lot of stuff, like, for example, Bayview, my neck of the woods, I'm pretty sure we're trick-or-treating on, like, the 26th, 25th, 26th, something like that.
Yes, we're on the 26th as well.
We are just days away, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm not ready at all.
The club, because I thought I was so ahead of the curve when I ordered Owen and Hudson's costumes, which you'll see on social media when the time comes. But I ordered both of them in plenty of time, and they've both arrived, okay? I put up my little fall decorations in the house. I have zero pumpkins, though, outside, and which normally I have them the whole month of October. I have zero pumpkins outside, and I have no Halloween costume for myself. And we're 2 weeks out, DZ. 2 weeks.
We're arguably less than 2 weeks now at this point.
I've been trying to top divorce Barbie for a year, and I can't come up with anything other than the Australian breakdancer, and everybody's doing that, so I'm not doing that.
I think, there's going to be a few Australian breakdancers out there.
So. No.
Aussie breakers, if you will.
I'll wear a tracksuit and dance bad on my own. Thank you. I don't need to be her, okay? I can do that on a Saturday without her.
Allie said, I'm a real B-girl.
Come on. I haven't even been to a pumpkin patch, have you?
Dog, you're further than I am. I thought we was going to be on the same page. No, I am miles behind you. No, we haven't gotten a pumpkin. We haven't put up a single decoration.
Well,
I think the only thing we have is maybe a table runner. that is Halloween, not even Halloween, like but harvest theme.
In That's fairness, it.
And we've got decorations.
Hold on. In fairness, your wife had a major surgery. You had a lot go on in your family. So if you didn't put up the Halloween decorations yet, I'm giving you a pass this year. Okay?
Okay. Well, that makes one of us, because I feel like we're far behind now.
Well, I also didn't even know you have them there already. You already have a box that you haven't put up. At this point, screw it. It's the 11th.
We got decorations. The only thing that we don't have is the pumpkins, and we want to do that, obviously, because the kids' sake.
They're little. They're little. Yeah, I understand they're little. They're cute. I used to go get them and not carve them because it was so annoying how nasty and disgusting it would get. You know, when you're it's a lot of work when you carve pumpkins with kids. You end up carving them at that age.
Oh,
and you know
job.
What I'm
you
talking
carve,
about.
You carve all of the pumpkins,
So, but I feel like I want to go get pumpkins this weekend now that I'm healthy. The strep throat's worn off. I've got You're antibiotics. Feeling? I'm feeling good. This weekend, good. Me and the boys, I want to go get pumpkins. I want to do a pumpkin patch. And because you can keep pumpkins out until Thanksgiving, in my opinion.
Oh, of course.
You know,
oh,
because they of the harvest. Honestly, yeah.
Some people just leave them in their yards, a.k.a. me, until never, because you just leave them until they disintegrate into the ground, and now you put new pumpkins in the place of the old pumpkins next year.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're both extremely behind this year. We don't know what we're going to do. Whoever texts, you know what? People are giving me costume ideas. I'm not even going to read them on the air, though, because I might go for it.
Yeah, you don't want to give it up? You might keep it low-key. You like it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I see the one you're talking about.
Antonia in Vegas said Vegas does night trick-or-treating on the 31st, regardless of the day. Okay.
I actually like that. I wish we would invoke the same thing, but listen, neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. It's for safety and city planning, whatever.
All right, how are you guys doing? Do you guys have pumpkins? Because there's going to be I feel like you've either done it or not. I feel like we're going to look weird going to the pumpkin patch this weekend. Are we?
I don't know. I think about the energy. If neither of us has pumpkins, we might all be at the pumpkin patch this weekend grabbing pumpkins.
You know what? When you're right, you're right. 414-533-1037. All of us have forgotten about life. We're all busy. Time flies.
Right? It's not just us.
I don't even know what happened in September. I'm like, we're in the middle of October? What is happening right now? 414-533-1037. You can text or call. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ. Hey.
What up?
The unprepared for the weekend crew over here, because we're going to be hitting up the pumpkin patch. DZ and I have zero pumpkins at either one of our houses, and I feel like we just need to own it. We might not be alone here.
I'm glad you're at least ahead of the curve and got some sort of decorations up, because we haven't even gotten our decorations about the storage. You know what I'm saying? We're sitting there going, nah. No, thank you.
Yep. Luciano is in Milwaukee. Hi, Luciano. Oh, it's loud. Jeez.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. That's okay.
You good, man. You good. Buenos dias,
Wepa. Where are you at with the decorations? You have them out, or what's the deal?
No decorations at all.
None
like whatsoever, inside or outside.
Oh, yeah, you like me, man. All right, so are you guys just saying, forget it, this is how we rocking this year? What y'all doing?
Well, maybe it'll come up this weekend when, after pumpkin patching and all that. So we'll see.
Okay. Wow. Okay, see, a lot of people are probably thinking like us.
We're not alone. Well, we'll see you at the pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's where we'll be. Oh, man. Okay.
Costume shopping right after, bro.
Honestly, I'm telling you what. All right, Luciano, have a great day.
Thank you as well.
Appreciate the call, man. Love, familia, bro. You said that. We ain't not a lick.
Not a lick. Next up, we got Erin and Racine, who I almost forgot. She has a theme song.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Erin.
Speaking of, the theme song is perfect, bro. Yeah. You could go find a pretty decent Halloween costume. If you're looking for one, go pop some tags at the Goodwill, the thrift store.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. I've been there, done that. But this year, I got a friend who has a warehouse. They sell on whatnot, like for $1, $3 is selling costumes. I'm not even lying. I got all my stuff from her this year.
Ooh.
On whatnot app.
Yeah. Hold on. Whatnot app. What have you heard of this?
Whatnot.
And people sell tons of stuff on there, kind of like you're bidding, right?
It's like
and
a, yep.
Yeah, my friend, their name is Pachi777, and they sell things from computers for like a dollar, like laptops to like costumes. And I've gotten so many things for like $3, like $50 costume, $3, brand new in
the
package.
It's called Whatnot?
Yes.
Whatnot, yeah.
And it has a bunch of different sellers.
Oh my gosh. How have I never heard of this?
You really never heard of Whatnot before?
It's pretty new.
Okay. Well, no, I'm looking right now in my app store for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, definitely check out Pachi, P-A-C-H-I 777. They got the goods, let me tell you.
Look at her out here working for the homie.
It's her. It's probably her.
Hold on, Pachi.
Aaron said, it's me. Hi. I am the one who's trying to make money right now.
It's not me, but I totally am supporting my friend.
Yeah.
However, I will say, so this is a weird year for my own house decorations. Normally, I have the pumpkins already, and I have an entire yard done already. But I haven't done any of that. However, I have made a ton of decorations, and I have been planning other people's parties since like months ago. So I feel like I get a pass regarding that.
You definitely get a pass. You've been busy.
Yeah, but
you haven't
been
planning.
Cool
you just
stuff.
Been. Yep. It's, just not for
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. Like we've been doing, like we did Novak Manor last weekend. We've already gone to Fright Fest. We're going to Fright Fest again tomorrow. But I just haven't done any of the traditional stuff, like going to the pumpkin patch.
Listen to her. We've done all these things, but you've done it 10 times more than us, Aaron. Like you win, okay?
Why would you need to decorate when you're living it?
What the hell?
I know, because my son, my youngest is still 11, and he still loves it. Like he knows that I'm the Halloween mom.
Yeah,
so he does
feel
like it's a little bare. And the inside, instead of being decorated, is just filled with like crafts and stuff.
Yep.
Well, then
say less. We got to decorate and get right for the youngin' then. You could have started with that. Of course we got to get the house right.
Oh my gosh.
Well,
thanks for making us feel bad, Aaron. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
She's like, no problem.
She said, I've been to plenty haunted houses. I was at Fright Fest. You know what I'm saying? We already ready to go. We just been so busy that we haven't been able to decorate our own house. Must be a nice problem to have, Aaron.
She said, you're welcome. Okay.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.